Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Pure Grenada Dive Fest continues. We are crossing the island, the Spice Island, and just having the time of our lives. Now, we just had a little lunch here at the Scuba Tech headquarters after getting off their boat and doing a couple dives there, shake them, and purple rain. And we saw those little purple wrasses floating down through the water column. I started singing to CJ serenading, and he looked down in disgust, right?
That's correct, Greg. But I tell you, man, I'm getting spoiled here. You know, the longer we stay in Grenada, it's going to be tough to go back.
It is. You just had your first roadie, which is like a Caribbean burrito. It's tasty stuff, huh?
Very spicy.
Fills the hole. A little curry mixed in there. It's kind of a, you know, burrito kind of thing that they have here in the islands. But very tasty stuff. We made Jay a mermaid, a Scuba Radio mermaid. You will see those pictures show up on scubaradio.com and Pure Grenada or Pure Dive Fest hashtag. You might see Jay in a mermaid tail. Was that your first mermaiding experience, Jay?
Yes, it was. It was very fun.
First and last? Or could this be a new thing?
It could be a new thing.
Yeah, you have natural talent. I saw it. She was very good. Now, Josh was there. Josh, do you want to put on the mermaid tail?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. Just wanted to double check and make sure. I didn't think so, but sometimes we have to be equal opportunity offenders. You hear what I'm saying?
He was my Aquaman. He was carrying.
He was Aquaman. There you go. He does have the.
She was very heavy.
She was very heavy. Okay, you guys obviously aren't dating. I can tell right now. Yeah, they're just co-workers here at Scuba Tech. Now we have Evelyn. Evelyn's actually talking to us. Well, can you talk to me, Evelyn? Talk to me.
No worries.
Yeah, okay.
Hi.
So Scuba Tech at scubatech.com, or what is the website for your operation here in Grenada?
Scubatech-grenada.com.
Okay, there you go. See, they throw in that extra stuff because they're in another country and stuff. So check them out. Google them, Scuba Tech. Yeah, you cater to smaller groups and things like that. A little bit more of an exclusive kind of package for folks that want to dive in on the Spice Island, right?
Right. It's more for like family or more individual divers. So small groups for people per dive master instructor. So make it more nice and have a good experience underwater.
Yeah, personalized experience. If you have a family, a small group or whatever, they can really take you out and cater whatever type of diving you want to experience, whether it's the wrecks we did like Shake 'em and Purple Rain. Or do you have a favorite yourself there, Evelyn, or not?
Yes, I think Purple Rain for sure for the reef diving. It's my favorite wrecks because there's so much life there.
Right.
Fish life.
Very colorful, for sure. But yeah, you got those little purple wrasses, and then they're kind of swimming through and in schools, and then you start singing the song Purple Rain and annoying your buddy, and that's what I did. But that's just me. Try not to do that. Try not to be such a tourist. Just go down there and enjoy the underwater world. That's what it's all about, right?
That's right. And we have everything. We have nice reefs, but also a lot of shipwrecks, all the depths for beginners and experienced divers. So
how did you end up in Grenada? Because obviously you sound like a local, but I'm guessing you're a transplant.
I am, yeah, since 6 years now in Grenada.
Yeah. From?
Originally from Switzerland, but Switzerland I left like 35 years ago when I started scuba diving.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, so Grenada is known for the chocolate, and I had heard that the cocoa that they grow here in Grenada, a lot of it gets shipped to Switzerland. Is that true, or is that just a rumor and innuendo?
No, it's true. Very good chocolate, export of cacao beans, for sure.
Right.
And also the island, it's not just flat in a small island. It's a little bit like Switzerland, very green and have some kind of mountains.
Slightly warmer, though, isn't it?
Yes, that's the point too. Yeah.
But they have chocolate in common, so you feel that's kind of your connection back home, right?
A little bit home, right.
All right, well, I love it. Yeah, I love it. And you guys can do everything from soup to nuts as far as dive instruction. If you want to learn to dive, you can do it here at Scuba Tech. If you just want to come out here and schedule a trip, whether it's during Dive Fest or any time during the year, you can take care of them, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah. Divers or instructor level, open circuit, rebreather, air to try mix.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. They got it all. And the folks that work at Josh, Bradley, Jay, Mermaid Jay. We changed her into a mermaid today. Okay. So now she just if you come and ask for Mermaid Jay, she'll be one of your dive guides, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And so they got a great crew, and we got a thing. Oh, and Pearl, too. Pearl, thank you for hanging with us and putting up with our nonsense, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Is that enough? You have any other comments? You want to, like, abuse us, say anything negative, anything about our Scuba Radio squad?
Welcome anybody who wants to come.
There you go. See, she has the patience of Job. If that doesn't prove it right there, that she can deal with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, that, you know, that's the friendly kind of attitude you get here that Evelyn and the gang have put together. Thank you again, Evelyn. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and hope to see you again.
Yeah, you will. I have no doubt, if you'll have us. You know, there was like a statute of limitations that had to expire since the last time I visited the Spice Island. And it was about 7-9 years. I don't know. But I don't know. What do you guys say? Let's see. Milena's finishing up her first roadie. This is your first roadie, right, that you've ever had?
It's my first true roadie.
True roadie. Why? You've had a fake one?
We did have a burrito-like-looking roadie in Dominica this past trip.
Oh, that's true. But I don't think it was...
wasn't truly a roadie.
Right. This is the real deal right here. This is a roadie. What do you think there, Britt?
I loved it. I don't think you can come to Grenada without having a roadie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of these things. It's a quick fast food type of thing that they fix up here in the Caribbean. And divers on the go, like that, we're trying to get a quick lunch in before we head over and do some river tubing and stuff. It fills the hole. It you know, has a little bit of meat and protein in there, a little curry kick. It's tasty, right, CJ?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Right. In case you need a little refill before you go out on the rough seas, if there are any.
One thing to remember, Greg, you can't have a roadie without a carib.
This is true, and they're making sure that happens because our diving is done for today. We're getting ready to not only have maybe a carib or two, but we are supposedly visiting the rum distillery and going to go check out and see how they process sugarcane and turn it into a special concoction. Now, I don't know if there's any connection to the last hour where we heard that there were rumors that the drunken sailor has been spotted here on the Spice Island, but if any chance at all that he's going to show up on the show today, it's going to be when we start talking to rum here at the distillery. You think, Britt?
We heard about a travel advisory warning, and that's why we maybe thought that the sailor may come and join us.
It's very possible an international incident is about to take place, and once again, we will see.
Does he even have a passport?
You know, I don't know that it would matter. Chances are he was smuggled over on a boat to the Spice Island. He probably passed out on somebody's pleasure yacht, and they didn't know it till they got there. You know, that's how he travels. He's been all around, but who knows? The drunken sailor may join us at the rum distillery here in Grenada. Also, we got some river tubing, a lake experience, I think a waterfall, and you know, and maybe even more mermaiding might take place. You think, Tip?
Boy. That depends on how nice you are to me.
Okay. All right. So we won't have any mermaiding, evidently, because that's not going to happen.
When, you know, you get to swim as a mermaid and be an in-water mermaid, when you're out of water, you got to drink like a fish.
Well, this is true. You know, when you're at a rum distillery, it's impolite not to take their samples, I think. Is that right, Pump?
Absolutely. I think we got to get over there and get a little bit of jack iron in us.
Well, I don't know if it's jack iron. God help us if it's jack iron. We just want to we taste their rum.
Pussers.
They don't have pussers here either. They have their own Grenadian rum. It could be Old Grog. It could be Westerhall or something. I think we're going to get educated on the Grenadian rums that they distill here on the island at that particular thing. Also, we have a lionfish derby tomorrow, and then the next night we are going out for a lionfish party, the wrap party for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. We'll have lionfish for everybody if we catch any. We haven't seen a lot of lionfish, though, just a few here and there, right, see?
I saw a few on the end of Pup's spear.
That was it, but that was just not really today. We didn't see any.
Not today.
We had some.
No, well, like three, maybe four.
How many have you gotten?
Exactly. Well, I'm not spearing them. I'm just on the list. We saw a bunch yesterday, but it just depends on where you go. They're keeping them pretty much fished out, I think, here at the popular dive sites, which is a good thing. That means the dive operators are doing their thing to keep the reefs, fresh and clear of lionfish so the other fish and corals can thrive. And that's what we want to see, don't we? Tiffany, crapping on points. Okay, there you go. She's doing some weird stuff on points or whatever. I don't know. Scuba Cowboy is performing at the rap party. I don't know. Are you going to be able to perform at the distillery here if we go over there or not?
Sure, why not?
Get liquored up and start playing a guitar. Why not?
I do it all the time.
Okay, all right. That's his gig. That's just what he does, thescubacowboy.com. All right, Pure Grenada Dive Fest continues as we head off to the rum distillery, start to look at some things you can do on your surface interval next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive industry professionals in the know, go to the DEMA Show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show in Orlando, November 13th through 16th, allows you to connect with over 600 leading dive equipment manufacturers, travel destinations, apparel wholesalers, and service providers from around the globe. It's the largest diving event for dive professionals in the world, and why you see Scuba Radio at the entrance every year welcoming the 10,000 attendees each morning. The DEMA Show, November 13th through 16th in Orlando. More info at DEMAShow.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are Pure Grenada Dive Fest, having a blast. We're at the wrap party. Now, we miss the rum distillery, and that was a good thing because we were trying to ditch the Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor. However, he got a hold of us, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a bit. We're at the wrap party here for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. And he is out there wandering around, probably the bar, is my guess. But right now we got Mermaid Milena, Brittany the Aqua Gypsy, of course CJ's here, and Christine from Eco Dive, who we just found out was the big winner of the most lionfish caught today for the Derby, right?
Yeah, yeah, we were.
It was like, 100 and how many?
103.
The Scuba Radio crew helped out. Brittany, how many did you contribute to that, you know, that catch?
Maybe like five.
Five? Okay, Milena?
I'm thinking four or five. I mean,
four
there was
or five.
One that I kind of lost.
Okay,
but then so we double teamed one.
We double teamed one. So like
it was mostly the Eco Dive crew that brought in all those lionfish. Is that right, Christine?
They were excited. They did well, and we got the smallest fish.
You got the smallest fish too.
That was my group. That was my group.
I was a spotter on that, that was on CJ. That crew. I may have spotted the smallest one.
Okay, all right. So they had a prize for the smallest lionfish caught.
Thank you.
They got a prize for the largest lionfish caught, which was 14 inches long, and I believe Lucas won that all of 12 years old.
Yeah. Youngest and diver.
Go,
here.
Lukey!
Yeah, good,
and the
good on him.
Lionfish. Yeah. Youngest diver, biggest lionfish.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to Mark, his dad, here in just a bit from Scuba Diving UK magazine, and we're going to get a lowdown on what he's been doing here for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. But we got to talk to the big cheese. Nick Uyan is, she's with the Grenada Tourism Association. And you consider yourself the big cheese, right?
Not necessarily. I'm part of a team that a makes team. Great dive festivals. Yeah!
Well, you know, she's modest and she believes in sharing, you know, the love, so to speak.
Awesome.
But she, you know, it comes from the top. And there's a really great vibe here at Dive Fest. And I, you know, we had dinner the other night with you. And I just picked up that vibe straight from the top. And I think it's filtered all the way down. Is that the goal?
That is the goal. We love what we do. And when you're passionate about what you do, you just have fun. And everybody who comes to Pure Grenada, whether you're coming to dive, or you're coming to chase waterfalls, or snorkel, or go on dune buggy rides
yes.
with a drunken sailor.
Yes. God help us.
You'll be having fun.
But for the record, Nick Uyan, we didn't hurt the dune buggy. However, we did get hooked by a tree, and that's a whole another thing. I'll talk about that in just a bit. I have to talk to him. I don't know how he got down here, and I apologize for
you.
That.
Maybe you should leave him home next time, but bring everybody else.
I had nothing to do with him coming to the Spice Island. He just has a tendency to follow the smell of rum or
so
something.
Don't tell him that the Pure Grenada Dive Fest in 2020 is the 3rd to the 9th of Woo! October.
Yes. Okay. He's not around. He's back behind the beer, behind the bar. Probably passed out right now, so hopefully you want to
tell him it's next week, next year.
Yeah, exactly. Chances are he's not going back anytime soon. You're stuck with him for a week or two here, but regardless, we got to thank you for helping you know, accommodate the Scuba Radio crew this week. You guys really went far and beyond what we expected. I mean, CJ's never been here before. Brittany and Milena, all three of these folks are new to the Spice Island, and I think you got three big fans. Am I right, crew?
Big time.
Love it. What a
Love
winner.
It.
I mean, this whole island, topside and below, is amazing.
Now, Nick Uyan, you've been here, and obviously you love sharing the love of Grenada to the world, but is there anything in particular that you like about your island that you like sharing with visitors and friends that you meet?
I love everything. 15 waterfalls, about 17 wrecks, including the largest wreck in the Caribbean, the Bianca Sea, an old ocean liner. Two wrecks last year, a commercial vessel, the Anina, and a U.S. patrol boat, the Tyrrell Bay. Amazing reefs, wrecks, champagne bubble dives. You just need to come. Taste the food. We have amazing spices. We produce nutmeg. We produce about 10 spices. And we do loads of rums, exotic rums, white rums, dark rums.
Chocolate
we
rum.
Have chocolate rum.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, we had some of that
There's
the first
nutmeg
night.
Nutmeg in my rum punch right now.
Well,
there you go.
It's not a rum punch in Grenada unless there's some nutmeg on the top of
that's
it, correct?
That's right.
That's
and
a thing.
That's the thing. And we have chocolate that is flavored with ginger and nutmeg. 70%, 60%, 80%, 90%.
Yummy.
Dark rich chocolate, white chocolate. You can have a facial in chocolate.
What?
When are you coming to Grenada?
You can cover your face in chocolate. We just covered our bodies in mud. We didn't know we could have done chocolate instead. I guess we got to put that
come next year. That's
okay.
On the list for next year.
Everybody's looking at me.
Chocolate and shiny. We're doing chocolate next time.
Yeah, CJ was not real happy when we went over to Carriacou and we covered him in mud. With this spa treatment thing. He was not a big fan But
do we have
got
pictures.
We do. That was one of the shots that they were showing everybody. That was us. You didn't recognize us, probably, but we were all covered in mud from Carriacou, having like a spa treatment. I'm actually 105 years old. I don't look a day over 89. Right?
Only because you came to Pure Grenada and Pure Carriacou to right? dive.
Yes, and covered myself in mud. And
don't look a day over 95.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you. But the mud treatment, you would go for that, right?
Dude, 11 dives this week, and I can't wait to come back already.
But you would cover yourself in chocolate, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Instead of you don't want to do the mud thing again. You'd like to do a mud or a chocolate treatment.
Why not? I'd be like Willy Wonka.
Okay, exactly. You know, the thing is, you gotta have so much to do on the Spice Island here in Grenada. It's really almost overwhelming. You can't even sample enough of it in a week like we've had. We've crammed a lot in. And had just an amazing time. But the diving is just perfect. It's great. They caught lionfish today. They saw sharks. They saw everything you would want to see on
turtles,
a Caribbean dive.
Turtles.
Yeah, well.
Do they know how to get here? You can fly directly from New York on JetBlue and Delta. You can fly from Atlanta.
It's one of the easiest islands in the Caribbean to get to and most economical, too.
That's right. And you have direct daily flights with American Airlines out of Miami. So come on down, folks.
Well, unfortunately, we're taking one of those flights back tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, it's just been too short for our Scuba Radio crew. But we thank you once again for hosting us and having the Scuba Radio. Scuba squad here on
this
the Spice Island.
This is a mermaid-friendly island. Big planes come here. Mermaid tails, welcome to come to Grenada.
It's hard traveling with mermaid tails. I bet you didn't know that. You don't get that issue that
mermaids
often.
Mermaids are awesome. My daughter's name is Ariel. How could mermaids not be awesome?
Awesome. Are you a certified diver, Nicki Mian?
Yeah, Patty, advanced open water certified with EcoDive, Christine and the team.
Yeah, and she's with the GTA, Grenada Tourism Association, and as you can see, she's very passionate about her island and sharing it with the world, and you got to love that. That only makes Dive Fest and spreading the love of diving just that much better. We got more coming up from the wrap party next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at Pure Grenada Dive Fest. We are hanging outside the wrap party. The Scuba Cowboy is playing his Lionfish song, Bug Hunter, and all kinds of cool other things and entertaining everybody here for Dive Fest. But the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, is with me with her favorite dive master from Dive Fest, I think, here in Grenada. Is that right?
That's correct. Eco Divers Hansel killed it today. I mean, he was a slayer.
You guys kind of teamed up on the lionfish, and you were his Gretel to his Hansel, something like that. Is that right, Hansel?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
we'll go with that. So Hansel is like 6 foot, what, six, you say?
Yeah.
He's a tall dude. All right. So does that play to your advantage to catch the lionfish? I would assume the height factor can come into play when slaying lionfish.
Yes, long arms, yes.
Long arms, okay. Makes a difference. And you saw him doing his magic, right?
Listen, if I missed a lionfish and it ducked under a rock, I knew who to contact. I mean, immediately, bang, bang, bang. Here's Hansel over here. Whack. I mean, the guy had it.
He has the reach. And that came into play because you did win an award here at Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Not for the biggest lionfish. I went to Lucas, a 12-year-old. But you got the smallest lionfish, 2 inches long. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Did you spear this?
Actually, I did spear it.
That's pretty skillful because most of the time, if you spear a small lionfish, you miss them every time. But you got them.
I got them.
It was because of the height. The reach.
The reach.
Or just the pure skill, right?
Well,
go with that.
It's the reach and the skill.
It was absolutely incredible, Greg. CJ and I pointed it out. first shot, the guy hit the thing. I mean, it really? Was like bullseye. It was incredible.
Is that something you do often when you see the lionfish? If they're small like that, you're going to take them out, Hansel? They have no chance here in Grenada, or what?
Divefest is on. It's a competition, so I wasn't really searching for the most lionfish or the biggest.
You're just getting everyone you could see, and if it was all of 2 inches long, you're going to take them out.
Basically.
And that's a good thing because, you know, we don't want them growing up to be bigger lionfish. So exactly. That's why they awarded him a prize here, Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Hats off to you there, Hansel. Good stuff there, buddy. All right, we got more coming up from Grenada Dive Fest next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me more water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master at Pure Grenada Dive Fest. We are having a great time here at the wrap party. We just feasted on lionfish. CJ, this was the first time you've had lionfish, right?
Very tasty, very light, very flaky.
Yeah, they had three different versions of Creole baked and some kind of extra special lionfish.
Mushroom something. Mushroom.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mushroom.
Yeah, Tiffany, did you have a favorite?
Magic mushroom.
Magic mushroom
baked
lionfish.
Magic mushroom lionfish.
They had 159 lionfish, I think, total or something like that.
Who got the most?
Eco Dive.
Woo! We drove them.
Oh, well, that's right, Tiffany.
How many hunters? Now, let me read.
That's right. They were heavily weighted with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. They went out diving with them today for the lionfish.
Wow.
And then they had a little friendly competition between the dive operators. Yes, indeed. So, look, we are hanging out here. Obviously, everybody's milling around while the Scuba Cowboy, you know, entertains everybody. TheScubaCowboy.com. But Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts are with us. We're going to talk to them in just a bit as, you know, Peter keeps rambling to Tiffany. But I'm going to talk to an old friend that I haven't seen in like... I don't know, it's been like 7 years since we've been here on the island. Roger, the man who greeted us that many years ago, is here with us on Scuba Radio once again. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. Hello, Scuba Radio fans. I hope you're having a wonderful time. Right now we're here in the spice of the Caribbean where the flavor is just awesome.
Yeah, see, you know, Roger just has a whole kind of suave thing going on about him. And the ladies love him, but I'll tell you what, he makes everybody feel welcome. I miss that, you know. I can't believe it's been so long that we've been back to Grenada. Now, I've seen you at some of the dive shows. You've been nice enough to show up every once in a while. We catch up a little bit, but it's been way too long since we've been to Grenada. And I can't believe I haven't seen you all week. Because last time he literally took us.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is the first time I've seen him.
He literally has no obligation to see us at all, but he knows that we're coming in. He makes it a point to come see us at the airport.
Airport. I was at the airport. Where were you?
We were getting pampered.
We were getting like a cavity search because they knew who was arriving. So, you know, they didn't know what we might be bringing things in. But it's good to see you, buddy.
Likewise, man. It's great to see you. It's awesome. And, you know, you said I had a smooth tongue. Well, let me explain this to you. Audience, you see, when you live in the Spice Isle of the Caribbean, they say variety, the spice of life. We say welcome to the spice of the Caribbean. So when I wake up in the morning and I smell that flavor, all I can do is just smile and have that tongue as smooth as silk.
Ah, look at that. See, it's good. He's got a whole thing. Probably a radio show, TV show, a 976 number, I don't know. But he's got it going on here on the Spice Island. And if you're lucky enough to work with Roger and the Grenada Tourism Association, who knows?
And as I told you, if you say the right thing to the right person, I might just happen to be in Dima. So it's on you now, Greg. Just, you know, go over, say that you want me, and then it's a done deal.
We want Roger! Hey, anyone listening? I can totally work against you, my friend. You got to be careful what you ask for.
But
if it's up to us, he will be at the Dima show here in a few weeks in Orlando for sure. Now, I know for a fact that Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada are going to be there, and it's you know, they're like some of the first people I met, you know, at the dive shows that invited us to the Spice Island years ago, and it's great to see you guys again. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, it's an awesome evening. You know, we had a wonderful dinner. We have great music from the Scuba Cowboy, and the party is rolling.
Yeah. The only downside, you know, rumor has it. Well, I know it's not a rumor anymore because he was my driver for our buggy tour. Was the Drunken Sailor got here to the Spice Island? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, if you want to drink and drive, you need a sailor. No, you need a car.
No, believe it or not, the thing that shocked me, he had not been drinking. He was had done his homework. And it was shocking. He actually knew a lot about Grenada, almost as much as Roger. I mean, I was like, what has happened? He's been transformed once he arrived, I guess, here in the Spice Island. I don't know it was the...
There are some transitions going on here.
I mean, the smell of rum, I think, drew him in. But then...
I'm really not sure. So what does the Drunken Sailor know about Grenada rum?
All right, come on over. Bring him over, guys.
Bring him over.
He's safe now. He got me to the party here. Yeah, so I got to give him that much. All right, buddy, it's good to see you.
You're going to get him home.
I mean, this is the first time I've ever said this, that I'm happy to see you.
Stop it, you miss me.
No, that's not accurate, actually. But the fact is that you did tour me around in these buggies, and you weren't drinking. You were the first time sober, and you actually knew a lot about Grenada.
Well, welcome to Grenada, the Spice Islands. And chief exports are nutmeg and cocoa, and also known for the extremely tasty rum.
Well, you're right. Didn't
you hit the tree?
That was CJ. Actually,
I was not me.
That was not him. That was his alter ego, I think, or something. I don't know what it was. Brittany?
It was an international incident when it happened.
But the insurance covered everything.
Bail was exchanged. Everyone was released on their own recognition.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right. But he got me to the party in one piece. He hadn't been drinking until now, obviously.
We're enjoying the sounds of Bud Norris, the Scuba Cow Pie.
No, that's not accurate either. It's a Scuba Cow Pie.
Ditch him into Grenan's.
I think he's... You need to lighten up on the rum and increase the nutmeg or something in your drink there, buddy.
The rum punch is flowing in more ways than one.
Okay. You know, we have actually a 4-tier in Grenada that is equipped exactly for people like him.
Uh-huh.
It's called Richmond Hill.
Okay. All right. We got a special tour for you to go to there.
Us watch about Richmond Hill.
All right. All right. Brittany?
I don't think that if it wasn't for the mermaids, I don't think that Drunken Sailor would have ever made it out alive.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Why do you think I come here? This could be because of the mermaids.
Ah, it was the mermaids or the rum. Which one was it?
It ain't you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I guess. All right, well, he's back to his old self already. You know, here he was like this upstanding individual. I thought he had changed his whole tune, and Grenada had changed him just for a few hours, evidently.
Yeah.
Not long enough.
Did it change his sex?
Change his sex? I don't. I'm not going to check. I'll tell you that much. So you just go over there, pass out on the beach, whatever you got to do.
I'm going to go find myself a mermaid and crash on the beach.
Okay. All right. It could happen. All right. So you never know. Wait, what do you think, Tiff?
About...
Yeah, that's enough out of here.
No,
Listen,
honestly, I was just talking to our wonderful friend Roger,
yeah,
who we knew from forever ago, and, you know, as everyone always says, are you in somewhere or on somewhere? I see you're always in Grenada because it makes you one with the actual island.
It does.
On it.
So even when you run into someone like the Drunken Sailor, it doesn't ruin your whole experience.
No, I mean, it definitely throws like a wrench in there.
Or, you know, hooks a tree on your dune buggy, that kind of thing, and stalls everything.
Push you out.
And what happens in Grenada stays in Grenada.
And shows up on Scuba Radio and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and God knows where else. But it's all good.
Nobody cares.
Okay, thank you. All right, go back to your passed out lounge chair there on the beach here in Grenada. But look, you know, Pure Grenada Dive Fest, a big event. It's just getting bigger and bigger every year. And they brought not only the Scuba Radio crew, but they brought some folks over from the UK that we've been talking about. We talked to Penny and Lucas, who won the largest lionfish award tonight. But also, the Big Cheese is here. You know, Mark, who is, it's Scuba Diving Magazine UK. Scuba Diver. Yeah, I keep saying Scuba Diver Magazine. Scuba Diver Magazine UK. So you're here and you guys judged a photo contest tonight, right?
I did, indeed. Yeah, there were some good entries actually this time. It was mostly people on the island who are not professionals. It is just surely something that they're doing as a hobby. And the quality was actually really good. And a lot of them were only shooting with compacts.
So. Yeah, it was impressive stuff. They were showing, obviously, a slideshow of all the photos that were entered in some of the, you know, that you were judging, I suppose. And they look great. They got some great shots of arrow crabs and God knows what other kinds of fish and things that they were seeing this week during Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Also, we had some cool prizes up for grabs. Our friends from Reef Safe Sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Gave some nice product and these cool little pendants. We had a little like a sterling silver lionfish pendant. Did you see that, Penny?
Oh,
I bet you're going to want to get your hands on one of those. You can
as
go
long
to Reefy.
Not the size of the one that Luke shot.
No, it's the size of the one that Hansel got.
Hansel got.
They're actually slightly large or smaller. Just it's about an inch instead of two.
Lukey gets one. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That went to the photo winners, I believe. Right.
I did like the irony though. Oh, the fact that in the lionfish hunt, the largest lionfish was shot by the smallest person.
Right.
The smallest lionfish was shot by the tallest person.
Go figure. And that's what happens sometimes when you do these things. You got to love it, for sure.
Oh,
now,
there he comes. Lucky Luke.
Here he comes. The winner.
Lucky
the man.
Luke is coming.
Yes.
Shooter.
He didn't know this, but when I threw water on him during the buggy tour, I was really just like congratulating you. You going to buy that story?
No.
Okay, good answer. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're here at Pure Grenada Dive Fest at the Wrap Party, eating lionfish, having a cocktail, you know, rum punch with some nutmeg crunched up on top of it. It's tasty stuff, isn't it there, Brittany?
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's not amazing. It's rum punch. Amazing is a chocolate liqueur they have here in Grenada.
It's not truly amazing because we've tasted amazing, and that's incredible as well. But this rum punch...
No, it's amazing. It's not incredible. I said it's amazing.
But this rum punch is something to not shake a stick at, that's for sure.
Okay, don't shake a stick
amazing
at it. You don't want to do that. What's that, Gerlinda?
Amazing is the shoku one.
It's incredible, amazing.
Okay, yeah, we're going to confuse everybody. I'm confused, and I don't even know what...
What's happening right now?
I don't know. I thought you went to pass out on the lounge chair there on the beach there, Drunken Sailor. What are you doing here? Now, Mark from Scuba Diver Magazine UK is with us, and his son, Lucas, who I assume this. Did you shoot the largest lionfish here at the event?
Yes, it was very big.
It was very... 14 inches was this. And you're all of like 15 inches. Is that right? 12 years old, 15 inches tall, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay, so how did this happen? Were you just... did they give you a spear and say, hey, poke your dad with this, and you decided you'd shoot a lionfish instead, or what?
Oh, well, they gave me a spear and I was going to poke him, but they said I couldn't.
Have you done this before? Have you hunted lionfish? Have you taught him how to do this, Mark?
No, this was the incredible thing. He never even held a spear in his hand until this dive.
Really?
Yeah.
So this was like beginner's luck? Did someone point it out to you, or did you see it and like, okay, I'll go for this one. It's a big one.
I saw it, and then I swam over to it. There was two other ones. There was two little ones and then the big one.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going after the big boy. Yeah. And you took him out. Was it like a one-shot thing? And you're like, hey, I got him. Hey, who's going to take this from me? Here.
No. It's quite a fight.
It was quite a fight. What happened? Explain.
I shot it in the head. Then it kept moving. It like dragged me down the reef. And then Dad came over and stuck another spear in it. And it still wouldn't die.
Okay, well, he's putting up a good fight, it sounds like, huh?
A good fight.
Well, he's a 14-incher. That's pretty massive size lionfish.
It was a three-spear job to finally get him to stop moving.
So it was a family affair. You know, the family kind of converged once you took the initial shot, and then you all worked together to take him out.
Exactly. Well, I figured I better go because he was disappearing off down the reef at a rate of knots, getting towed. It was like a Nantucket sleigh ride underwater.
You got to love that. So, Mark, I got to ask you from Scuba Diver UK. You've been around the world. You've done this stuff. You were here last year for Dive Fest. Well, how do you think it went this year from your perspective?
I think it was great. I think there's a real solid foundation for growing it. This year, there was definitely more going on and more of a vibe than there was last year. So I think we can only get on to bigger and better things for year four, year five, going onwards.
Right. And that's what it's all about. When you have events like this, we're trying to create a little atmosphere, just a little value-added element for people to come and spend a week with us here on the Spice Island. We'll have the Scuba Radio crew, Mermaid, Scuba Cowboy playing. You guys will be here from the UK, bringing some folks maybe from that side of the pond. We'll do our part to just kind of get the word out there and kind of create an event that divers can get together maybe each night after their day of diving and have a little social event. That's kind of what this is turning into, right?
That was the thing. I mean, you only have to look at this party, you know, and this is the last party of the evening, and it's just rounded the week out, and it's great. But if we could like develop it where we have something like this every night, so all the people staying at different resorts, diving with different dive centres, they all get together every night. They can talk about the dives they've been doing, maybe have some interesting talks.
Share your fish tail with friends over, under the tiki bar. You know, that's kind of what Scuba Radio is. And so it's the perfect environment for us. I love this whole thing, but it really is about sharing our love of diving with our diving friends, right?
Exactly, that's right. And Grenada is a great island for doing it, but it's just nice to make it a week when if you're going to dive Grenada, come and dive it that week because there's so much more going on as well as everything on the island.
Well, you can come any week and have a great time, but if you throw this into the mix, it just makes it that much more fun because you'll meet some new friends, you can compare notes, you might pick up some tips from Lucas on how to spear lionfish, you know, and get the biggest and take the title away from him next year. By the way, what'd you win, Lucas? Do you know?
No.
You didn't look in your bag of prizes? He got a whole bag of stuff, I guess, right?
If there's any rum, it's mine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, it probably was something in there. You better check that. But how does this compare with the diving that you do back home? I'm guessing slightly warmer and clearer and stuff like that.
Yeah, slightly warmer. The last dive Luke did before we came out here was 12 degrees centigrade in Wales.
Okay, then that's cold. That's very cold, and I don't even know what, you know, Celsius is, so go figure. But you like diving here, I assume. Is that right, Lucas?
Yeah, there's more marine life here, and it's just a lot warmer.
It's warmer. You don't got to even wear a wetsuit. Were you wearing one?
Not that much.
Just go in a bathing suit and a t-shirt, you're good to go, right? That's the way I like to do my diving. But you over in the UK, you guys have to put on like 7 mils and dry suits pretty much just to cover some of those bases in your local area, I assume, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely a dry suit man. I mean, some people like putting on a semi-dry in the summer, but I'd sooner stay warm. So I'm talking thick undersuit, dry suit, dry gloves. And if I'm really feeling cold, I'll even put a heated vest on.
You know, I'm exhausted just hearing you list off all that stuff. You know, I'm a warm water wuss. It's a, you know, board shorts and a t-shirt, and that's all I would like to go with. So, but, you know, they got it here in Grenada. This is the best time of year to come, especially when you consider, you know, it is kind of hurricane season here in the Caribbean right now, but the odds are really with you that you're not going to experience that. All you got to do is get dive trip insurance, you know, with Dive Assure or some other company or like that, and you're good to go. So you would highly recommend it, I assume, even if you're in the UK, US, anywhere in the world. Am I right, Mark?
I would. And I've been coming to Grenada since November 1999. And I've been 7 times since over the last 20 years. And the diving's just as good now as it was when I dived it that first time.
You know what? I will definitely back you up on that. It was about 7 to 9 years ago last time I was here, and I've been blown away by the diving and all the topside stuff. Just spectacular. What a great time here on the Spice Island. It just doesn't get any better. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up from Pure Grenada Dive Fest. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Now it's winter!
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.